And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers continue to hope to pull survivors from the rubble before they succumb to the cold days after an earthquake tore through southern Turkey and then war-ravaged northern Syria. The death toll is above 7,700 and is expected to rise. The last 2 days have brought dramatic rescues, with even some small children rescued from mounds of debris more than 30 hours after Monday's pre-dawn quake. U.S. President Joe Biden is exhorting Republicans in a State of the Union address to work with him to finish the job of rebuilding the economy and uniting the nation. In the State of the Union address, Biden said that he can work together with the new Congress.
To my Republican friends, if we could work together in the last Congress, there's no reason we can't work together and find consensus on important things in this Congress as well.
Biden also said that democracy in the U.S. is still thriving.
2 years ago, democracy faced its greatest threats in the Civil War, and today, though bruised, our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken.
It was Biden's first speech to Congress since Republicans took control of the House during the midterm elections. The Navy has shifted to an all-underwater search for pieces of the massive Chinese spy balloon a U.S. Fighter shot down off the coast of South Carolina on Saturday. It is using sophisticated reconnaissance drones, dubbed the Kingfish and Swordfish, to scour the ocean. U.S. officials say Navy and Coast Guard personnel have collected all they could of the balloon remnants that were floating on the surface. On Tuesday, they were using those drones to locate and map the debris field, and Navy divers were beginning to pull pieces from the ocean.